Nolte, Secret Service Aware of Comedian George Lopez's Threat to Kill Trump. By John Nolte on January 7, 2020. The Secret Service is aware of the fact that comedian George Lopez threatened to kill President Trump, reports the Daily Caller. The Secret Service is aware of the post made by Mr. Lopez. The Secret Service takes all threats against the president and/or any of our protectees seriously. And as a matter of practice, we do not comment on matters involving protective intelligence, a spokesperson said in a statement. Lopez offered to kill Trump for $40 million after a eulogy speaker at Sunday's funeral for Iranian terror chief Qasem Soleimani suggested an $80 million bounty on Trump that could be paid for if 80 million Muslims each donated a dollar. The aging comedian responded to a Chicano World Star Instagram post that said, "Iranian authorities have put a bounty on American President Donald Trump's head during the televised funeral of General Qasem Soleimani, after he was assassinated last week. What are your thoughts?" Using his own official Instagram account, Lopez agreed to the deal, and even agreed to do it for much cheaper. "We'll do it for half," Lopez replied. George Lopez has a documented history of political violence, specifically against Trump supporters. In November of 2018, Lopez was charged with misdemeanor battery over an altercation with a man Lopez himself described as baiting him with MAGA jokes. According to TMZ, Lopez grabbed the back of the young man's neck, a guy who had previously asked to take a pic with the comedian. The guy japped George with a Trump joke, and then all hell broke loose as George was on his way out. The next day, police officers tracked Lopez down at a golf course, so much for being a man of the people. He was told he'd be receiving a court summons for misdemeanor battery. The alleged victim said it was all just a joke, a way to get the comedian to smile. On the count of three, say "Make America Great Again," was all the man says he said. As Lopez walks past the man, the video shows the altercation, which begins as Lopez tries to grab the man's phone. That's not all. During the 2016 election, Lopez tweeted out a photo of drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman holding up Trump's severed head like a trophy with the caption, "Make America Great Again." About the $80 million bounty offer, a spokesperson for Lopez told far-left NBC News it really was a joke. "I'm the last person to criticize jokes, but something you don't joke about is killing the President of the United States. In this increasingly partisan world of ours, too many people forget that the American president is more than just a person or even a president. Regardless of political party, regardless of whether we are talking about a Barack Obama or a Donald Trump, we are talking about the person we the people chose to lead us, to speak for us. For that reason, killing a president is a direct attack on America, on its people, and on our democracy. Killing a president does not just result in the death of a man, which is tragic enough, in one violent, illegal, and cowardly move, it is the murder of the will of hundreds of millions of free people. Calling for a murder is not funny, regardless of who it is. I wouldn't even joke about killing George Lopez." Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.